The cloister. To get to the cathedral cloister, you go up to the second floor. It is one of the largest cloisters in Spain, and it was built during the 16th century, which is why its architectural style evolved from the late Gothic to the full Renaissance. The main quarters of the cathedral are arranged around this square courtyard. For instance, the library, which contains major works, including the Codex Calixtinus, which we have mentioned a number of times. Despite the heavy security at Santiago Cathedral, the book was stolen in 2011 by a former church employee and was recovered just 1 year later. In the library, you can also take a close look at the Botafumeiro censer. The chapter house, where the members of the chapter meet to discuss church administration, is just next to it. Back in the cloister, take a walk under the arcades, where church dignitaries are still buried today, and where the original Berenguela bell is on display. It is the bell from the clock tower that fell and cracked. When you reach the north side, it is well worth stopping to take a look at the Alba Chapel, which contains an 18th century altarpiece containing a transfiguration of Jesus. The cloister exit leads to the Chapel of the Relics and the Treasure.